connection with my ancestors, knowing that my family have worked that land, walked that.
You're listening to the Britpop Show, sponsored by Creation Day Festival, playing the best and the rest of Britpop.
Indeed you are. It is the Britpop Show. It is a bank holiday Monday, and we're going to start with some fun-loving criminals. This one's out to Majid, who contacted me during the week on Twitter. He'd listened to the show a few weeks ago and was talking about wanting to go and see Huey. I said, he's on tour, go and see him. And he did. He went and bought tickets. This is for you, Majid.
Back to the 90s.
Cocaine's newsstands passing She's Jesus freaks.
Cooley Shaker, it all feels a bit 90s at the moment. We've had Fun Loving Criminals currently on tour. Cooley Shaker just finished a big tour. And we're heading for, like in 1997, a big Labour landslide victory, no doubt. They're all the Conservatives are giving up. We are in the UK, of course, but people listen around the world. And if, in case the news has slipped you by, Rishi Sunak has called an election in the UK, and it's all feeling very 1997. Tony Blair getting into power, and Oasis being in the charts, and of course Oasis are doing, or Liam Gallagher, in fact, he's doing a tour very soon to celebrate 30 years of Definitely Maybe. And the rumour has it, I'm on Cotswolds Radio, the rumour has it he's living like a monk in a Cotswolds mansion that he's hired out for about 15 grand a month, that's all, to get himself fighting fit, ready for the tour, off the back of his tour with John Squire. So let's have a little bit of Oasis, shall we? Let's calm it down for a bit before we bring it right back up.
And it was
There's no need for you to say you're sorry. Goodbye, I'm going home. I don't care no more, so don't you worry. Goodbye, I'm going.
Have you got your tickets to see Liam play Definitely Maybe? I don't think he'll end on that one. It'll be a bit of downbeat to end on that one, but no doubt he'll play it. If you've got your tickets, let me know at the Britpop Show. Loads of people get in contact, even during the week. And if you miss the show, you can, of course, get it on a podcast. Just search RSS, the Britpop Show, Google it, or on Amazon, all over the place. All right, who else is playing? Pulp have been playing. They said that they started their festival season a couple of days ago. They started in Amsterdam. Pretty good place to start, unless, of course, you're Nicki Minaj. Up to date there. I no doubt the kids will get that one. So we're going to start, do a bit of Pulp. And then following that, we're going to play some more Bank Holiday bangers. And I explain to all the non-UK people what a bank holiday is after this by Pulp.
Shapes, mistakes, misfits. Raised on dirt of broken biscuits. Oh, we don't look the same as you, and we don't do the things you do, but we live around here too, oh really. Misshapes, mistakes, misfits. We like to go to town, but we can't risk it all. Cause they just wanna keep us out. You could end up with a smack in the mouth, just for standing out now, really. Sisters, can't you see? The future's owned by you and me. There won't be fighting in the streets. They think they've got us beat, but revenge is gonna be so sweet. We're making a move, we're making it now. We're coming out of the sideline. Just put your hands up, it's a rage. Yeah. We want your homes, we want your lives. We want the things you own. We won't use guns, we won't use bombs.
4 years I've been doing this show, 4 years. And I think during those 4 years, I've always managed to turn the microphone down before I then sing along to the song. I have a sneaking suspicion that the microphone was up whilst I was singing along to that song. I'll have to listen on the repeat and find out. And if so, I apologise. Right, bank holiday. What do we do on a bank holiday in the UK? Nothing. We get an extra day off. And the beauty of it is in May, you get two bank holidays. And this is the second one. The downside of it is it always rains. So if you're having a barbecue, as everybody does on a bank holiday, let's see if these tunes can chase the clouds away. Right, we've just heard from Pulp there on tour. Also on tour are the Charlatans. And what's interesting about the Charlatans is Tim Burgess is right into his coffee. And I'll tell you about what I'm doing with my coffee after this by the Charlatans.
Oh,
Tim Burgess, lead singer of The Charlatans, big time into his tweets and big time into his coffee. He's always tweeting pictures of his coffee, saying morning tweets. Now, at the weekend, I got hold of a secondhand coffee machine, but it's a good one. It grinds the beans for me. I then have to tamp it. Yes, I'm learning the phrases. And then you put it under the thing, and then it's got a wand that froths the milk. But I'm struggling at the moment. I can't quite get it right the first time. Go on Twitter, you'll see that my first attempt, it was supposed to be like this latte art, and it looked like a pound shop cappuccino. Second one looked a bit better, looked a bit like an elephant. I was going for a heart, but, you know, close enough. And, I'm struggling. So you've got any tips, anybody, any baristas out there who can give me any tips on what to do, let me know at the Britpop Show on Twitter. Just send me a message. I would really, really be grateful. Little video, maybe send it to me just to show me what to do. Right, we had a message on Twitter, talking of Twitter, from Mark Nicol, because I stuck a couple of episodes of the Britpop Show, some previous episodes, put them on at the same time, and he said, oh, two new episodes of the Britpop Show have dropped in the past 24 hours. That's my Sunday afternoon music sorted whilst cleaning. So he does that whilst cleaning, and I know that Brian always listens to the show whilst he's out shopping. So Brian, is it Waitrose or Sainsbury's? You let me know.
Got no time for the selfish me and you. Try
Hits from the 1990s.
Some days I
new music from Britpop bands.
I hope it recorded.
I'm sure it did.
Oh, I don't know what's going on there. New music from Britpop bands. That is A Million Pictures, Electricity. They hope it recorded. I do too. They are, of course, on tour at the moment. Not at the moment. On the 5th of July, they start their tour at Solva. Then they play Swansea on the 6th of July, Water Rats in London on the 11th of July, Oxford 12th of July, 13th of July, Birmingham, the Louisiana in Bristol on the 14th of July, 18th of July, Weymouth, I think that one's sold out, 19th of July, Yeovil, and then Exeter on Saturday the 20th of July. Get there, let's get supporting local music. Now, also playing at the moment, they're on a tour, but they played Lee Stock at the weekend, was Echo Belly.
Thank you.
Now, what I hadn't quite appreciated when I said that Liam Gallagher was doing his Definitely Maybe tour was that he's also supported by The View and Cast. I didn't realise Cast was supporting him. That's going to be pretty decent. So the dates for that are the 1st of June in Sheffield, then Cardiff 3rd of June, London 6th, 7th, 10th and 11th of June, 15th of June, Manchester Co-op Live, if it happens, 16th of June as well, Glasgow 19th, 20th, Dublin 23rd, 24th, Manchester 27th, 28th. So he's doing Manchester four times going back there. I think we should play some Cast as a result, don't you? All these Britpop bands, all still available to see live. We mustn't avoid it because they won't be around for much longer. I'm pretty sure we're coming up to 30-year anniversaries. 40 years is going to start pushing it, both for them and for our knees, I'm sure. Right, I've been holding on to this one, really saving it for the summer, but bearing in mind it's the bank holiday weekend and it really ought to be summer by now. Here's some Dodgy. I think I saw somewhere that Dodgy were going into the studio, maybe recording an EP or something. Maybe I got that wrong. Maybe that was Supernaturals. Can't remember, but I'm pretty sure they're out playing summer festivals. Get out there and see them. Now, Manson have just finished a tour. At least Paul Draper has. It wouldn't be Manson. There's no way they're getting back together. It's about as likely as the Long Pigs getting back together. But Manson, Paul Draper did a tour, just playing the whole of Six. Who'd have thought Six, that album, who'd have thought that could be played live? Anyway, he did. He finished in Gloucester, very close to us in Cotswolds Radio. I think I should play some Manson just to celebrate that fact. But I'm not going to play anything off Six. It became a bit almost prog rock. The first album was brilliant, but can you remember when they hit the scene? They burst onto the scene with this song.
You're listening to the Britpop Show, sponsored by Creation Day Festival, playing the best and the rest of Britpop.
How good's that song?
I know. I can't remember when I first heard that. It was probably about 98. And I've played it a few times on the show. If it's the first time you've heard it, you're obviously not a regular listener. If you've heard it before and you love it, you probably heard it here before. Right. Mickey Bereny Trio are on tour. Who's Mickey Bereny? Well, again, if you're a regular listener, you will know she, because she was on the show. Brilliant, brilliant guest. If you haven't heard that episode, go and look for it. The interview with Mickey Bereny from about 3 or 4 weeks ago. She was a brilliant guest. 18th of June, she's at the Cool Britannia Talk in London. Then 9th of August, she's got a gig in Margate. This is the Mickey Bereny Trio. 10th of August, they're supporting Wedding Present in Brighton. That's sold out, don't bother. 31st of August, Ipswich. Then 4th of September, Lexington in London. 5th of September, Southampton. 7th of September, Birmingham. 8th of September, Horwich. 20th of September, St Leonard's on Sea. 18th of October, Newcastle. 19th of October, Halifax. 20th of October, Glasgow. And 21st of October, Hull. get out there and see her. And just as a reminder of what her most famous song is, his Lady Killers.
The next one. Blondie was with me for a summer. He flirted like a maniac, but I wouldn't bite. I'm weak and he was so persistent. He only had to have me cause I put up a fight. Oh God, the boy had such an ego. He liked to talk about himself all day and all night. You'd think you're such a lady killer, but you were nothing special till you turned out the light. When he's nice to me, he's just nice to himself. And he's watching his reflection. I'm a 5 foot mirror for adoring himself. His 7 years back life. I wanna tell him when you say you love me, you're just flattering your vanity. But I don't need your practice lines, your school of charm mentality. So save your breath for someone else and credit me with something more. When it comes to men like a lady killer, always on a winner, thinking that you're in there. Oh boy, you're such a lady killer, super sexy mister, call it what you will. Oh, you think you're such a lady killer, I just bet you're still there, posing in the mirror. Hey girls, you're such a lady killer, but we know where it's coming from, and we know the score.
Hits from the 1990s.
Take me back to the heads. I'll drag.
That's it. Incredibly, it is the end of the show already. I hope you've had a good bank holiday if you have a bank holiday where you are. If you don't have a bank holiday where you are, I hope you've enjoyed your day at work. Now, if you want a shout out on the show, the best way to do it is to message me during the week. You know what to do, at the Britpop Show on Twitter. No doubt that will get you a shout out. If you're not interested in that, you just want to listen and you enjoy listening, feel free to let me know. I'm very happy to play songs and dedicate to anybody who would like. See you on the flip side.